Lohosh Maite to a Mishmei de Rabbi Yosef, he learned over that Rabbi Yosef gave the teretz behind Lishna. This is the way Rabbi Yosef wanted to be mazba this machlokes. Again, we have a machlokes. If you eat chametz from Hegdish on Pesach, are you mol or not? Is it considered that Hegdish has some value here in this chametz right now? So then if you steal it, you're over the Yisamila. The other side is, no, we don't look as if Hegdish has any value in it right now. So what's the machlokes? He says, the kula yalna, everybody holds, I'll tell you, ein poidim es hakodeshim lachim leklovim. No. Even if you want to tell me chametz is mutar b'ano, but if it belongs to Hegdish, you can't do anything with it. Because you're not allowed to be poidah from Hegdish, I'm not to give it to your dog. Therefore, since you can't be poidah, I'm not for you to eat it, because you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, so Mela, nobody will be poidah it from Hegdish on Pesach. So really, right now, it should be considered like it has no value to Hegdish. But why do we say it's moil? For hochabokim iflugi, v'dover ha'goyrim l'momen k'momendomi. Something that causes you eventually to get some value out of it, is it considered like you have money right now? The watman the yomamol, the one that says you do get mila, kisova dover hagorim lamomin kemamin dummy. In other words, even though chometz is also bano now on Pesach, but after Pesach, then Hegdish could sell it. Somebody could be poidur it. Then it becomes mutter bano. So since it becomes mutter bano after Pesach, the Mela, we say what? It's called a Dovra Gurm Lamamin. It causes Hegdish to get money later. It's considered like Hegdish has money right now. So therefore, if you eat the Chametz on Pesach, it's considered you stole from Hegdish, and therefore you're Moel. Omandiyam Aloymol, the Mandiyam says, no, it's not considered like you stole anything that has any value to Hegdish. Kisavar, that Mandiyam says, Dovra HaGurm Lamamin, Lav Kimamin Dami. No, look at it right now. Right now it's Pesach, you can't eat it. You can't be poor, it has no value. It gives Hegdish a right to get money for it later, after Pesach. That's called Germ Lamamin. This money I'm holds, it's not considered like money right now. Yeah. That's the way Rav Acha bar Rava said the pshat that Rav Yosef wanted to say. So far this is not negated what we wanted to bring a raya. Now this is the raya we're coming from now. Now next pshat the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. Now again, this is Rav Acha bar Yaakov. We want to prove now that even though before Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that according to Rav Yehuda Shita that chometz is also koydim zmanoi and achaz zmanoi, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said there's a chilek. Only your chometz is also shelacho, only what belongs to you. But what belongs to a goy, what belongs to Hegdish, is muta b'achila muta b'ano. That's what Rav Acha wanted to say according to Rav Yehuda. Now we're going to bring a raya. He was chayzer from that. That even according to Rav Yehuda, even goyisha or Hegdish's chometz is still also b'achila and also b'ano. What's the raya? That Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, he says like this: the kula yalma dovra germ lamamin is kamamin dami. Everybody holds this svarim that if you could get money for it later on after Pesach, it would be considered money right now. So why does one man yom says if you eat this chometz on Pesach loy moel, it's not considered you stole, you took any value away from Hegdish? Why not? I Hegdish could get something from it after Pesach. The Teretz is v'ahocha b'plukta the Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Shimon kamiflugi. That's the machlokes. Man diyom aloy moel, the one that says there's no mila. In other words, Hegdish has no value at all from this chometz. Why? To Rebbe Yehuda. He goes like Rebbe Yehuda shitam. That Rebbe Yehuda holds chometz is also midiraisam koydem zmanay mit erev Pesach yeter chatzois during Pesach shitam. And Rebbe Yehuda shitam is even after Pesach. If somebody owned chametz on Pesach, that chametz is also b'hano even after Pesach. So the whole like of Yehuda, Hegdish, that owns chametz on Pesach, it's also b'hano on Pesach, and even after Pesach it's also b'hano. So maybe there's no dovra germ l'momim. It's not considered that Hegdish could get something from it after Pesach, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz after Pesach is also b'hano. That's what Rav Acha bar Yaakov says. Oman di yama moel, I watched Pshat in the first Tana that says you do get mila. He also Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon's svar is what? Chometz is only yasser during Pesach. But after Pesach, chometz is mutter. So therefore, a Hegdish, when he owns the chometz, true, on Pesach it's also b'no, it's called it has no value. But since Hegdish could get money for it after Pesach, that's called a davar germ l'momin, is k'momin dummy. This is the way Rav Acha bar Yaakov explains the machlokes. So you see clearly that he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, though, the Hegdish's chometz is also b'no even after Pesach. But this is the right he was chayzer. Why? For Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who the Yomar, he himself was the one that said before, the Rabbi Yehuda Yalev Sor, the Achila Misor Diriya. He was the one that said before that if Yehuda only said this Aser Bachila or Ba'anor after Pesach, only Chametz that belong to you. That's what he wanted to say before. Just like by Bal Yiroh, the Torah says, La Yiroh Lechor, you can't see your Chametz. Ma'ashen Kain's Goy's Chametz you are allowed to see. So first Rav Acha by Yaakov wanted to say, who are then according to Rav Yehuda? That it's Aser, teach your Chametz after Pesach, it's only Yiddish Chametz is awesome. Ma'ashen Kain Goy's Chametz is Mutter. Or else Chametz that belong to Hegdish, also it's Mutter. That's what he wanted to say. But here you see clearly he says not like that. Because here he says, the man the yom that says, loy mo'al, he goes according to Rav Yehuda, and we're talking about Hegdish's Chametz. So you see, even Hegdish's Chametz, that's not Lechor, doesn't belong to you, still according to Rav Yehuda, it's Aser Banom, on Pesach, and after Pesach. So he says, the Raya, Hodabei, El Hodabei, Rav Acha B'Yakov Mihi. Havadi, he was Chayzer. To say that according to Rav Yehuda, even Goyish Chametz, or Hegdish's Chametz, is also Aser Banom, even after Pesach. So good, see, that's the Raya, he was Chayzer. Rav Ashi Yama, another Pshanis Machlokes, whether you're moral or not, that the Kula Yalma tell you ain't poidim. Everybody says, Hegdish, you're not allowed to be poidim, not to give it to your caliph. So therefore, on Pesach, you can't be poidim this chametz, because you're not allowed to give it to your caliph. V'dovra gerla momen lavka mamadami. And even though Hegdish could get money for it after Pesach, but I call upon him, since right now they can't get any money for it, that's not considered like money. Dovra gerla momen, even though you could get later, but right now you don't have money from it on Pesach, that the chametz is also bachilo. And since you can't be paid, you have no use from it, it's lav kamamadomi. So Ibazoi, why does one man the yom says you are mo? Why is it considered you stole something from Hegdish? I Hegdish has no value in it. That's the machlokes. Man the yom moal ke Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that chametz even during Pesach is mamish muter bano. So it's mamish muter bano. It's considered Hegdish has some value from it right now. It's mamish muter bano. The one that says loymol holds that rabbanon shita. That holds that no chametz on Pesach is aser banor. So since right now it's aser banor, Hegdish has nothing from it. Therefore, and davar gerl lamam is lav kamam adami. Hegdish has no value in this chametz. Therefore, if you eat it, you take a potter from ilah. But the first man the yom, the reason why he says yichayiv is because he goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili shita. That holds chametz is mutter banor afilu toich Pesach. If it's mutter banor, then it's considered Hegdish has something in it. So Rashi says, after in the middle, Rashi speaks out, what's the mutter banor? He's after toich zmana mutter banor, hilkach, chaz lemifrakei, ulasika tachas tavshiloi. That's the word. You're allowed to be poiderit, al manas to use it to burn under your tavshul, because mamish mutter banor. Oman di yamaloi mok rabon, di yamichot apetach azoste banor. So that's the way Rav Ashi learns Pshat Dal Machlokes. If Yod Moal is the Pshat only because you go according to Rav Yosi Aglili Shita, that Chometz is Mutter Banor. Therefore, it's considered Hegdish has some value in the Chometz right now on Pesach. Good. Right. So we spoke out. L'halocha, it's a modern halocha the way we passed. Even though we came out, there were three Shitas here. We have Yehudi Shita was Chometz is also Midiraisa on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. On Pesach, it's also with the Chi of Koris. And after Pesach, that chometz is also midiraisa with a lav. Rav Shimon Shita was no. Before Pesach poshid and after Pesach, it's mutter midiraisa. It's only yosim midiraisa during Pesach. And Rav Yosef Lili Shita was that even during Pesach, still it's mutter bano. Now lamais lalocha luchur we pass like neither of them, but we pass in that chometz on erev Pesach after chatzos is also midiraisa. So luchur that's like a Yehudi Shita. And still we pass in chometz achra Pesach is mutter midiraisa. We pass with Reb Shimon the Gei Tachra Pesach that Chometz is over of a Pesach is only Yosim the Rabbonin, and it's only Chometz that you over by your Mitzvah on. Like the Mara says, it's a Kanas according to Reb Shimon that since you were over the Lav of by your Mitzvah, the Rabbonin made a Kanas to say it's also after Pesach. But we pass clearly it's only with the Rabbonin. So who that's like Reb Shimon Shita. So the Vissel Modna, how come we pass in that before Pesach though it's also with the Raisim? So the Rosh explains. He says there's two ways to learn. One way he wants to say is that even according to Reb Shimon, even though the Gemara doesn't say clearly he holds before Pesach, it's also midiraisa, and that's what you have to say. We pass like Reb Shimon Shita, that Reb Shimon only argues that after Pesach it's muti midiraisa, but he's also asking before Pesach, after Chatzos is also midiraisa. That's one pshat he says. Another pshat he says is, since there's a Stam Mishnah, that's mashma, that Chometz is also after Chatzos, so that part we pass like Reb Yehuda. That koydim Pesach after Chatzos, it's also. Mashenkin after, it's a Stam Mishneh that says this Mishneh goes according to Reb Shimon, so if we pass on Reb Shimon, the Gayet after Pesach. Senech Nami. The Achroah is like neither of them, but since it's a Stam Mishneh that before Pesach it's Asr Bano, we pass on like that, and after Chatzos it's Asr, and it's a Stam Mishneh here that after Pesach it's only Asr Knas, so at this point we pass on Reb Shimon. Right. Omar Rav. Rav says like this. Chometz. If you have chometz, this manoi on Pesach, you know it's osur if it gets mixed in to any type of a food, bein b'minoi, whether it gets mixed in, min b'minoi, like little chometz into a lot of matzah, bein shaloi b'minoi, whether you're making stamat cholin and you're putting bread inside there, is osur. It's osur. We'll see the maskoni, he means to say even b'mashu, even though there's 100 times connected this little piece of chometz, still it's not bottle. It's osur. What about shaloi b'zmanoi? Poshinus means before Pesach, or else after Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Yol Chometz is also l'achra Pesach, or else Kodim Pesach is b'minoi osur. B'minoi takir, it's not bottle. Even if a mashu Chometz falls into a lot of matzah, still we say it's not bottle and it's osur. Shaloi b'minoi, but if matzah falls into something else, if Chometz falls into vegetables, then we say it's mutter. That's Rav Talocha. Now the Gemara says, b'may askinu, what are we talking about? What's the proportion? How much fell into how much? If you want to tell me the chometz fell into like less than 60, so it's nice in time, your mamish taste the chometz in the vegetables now. Even before Pesach or after Pesach, since you're telling me it's also to eat the chometz, if you add that the chometz fell into vegetables, mutter, how could you tell me it's mutter? If you're telling me it fell into less than 60, you taste the chometz right now. So pshit, the chometz is osur. Tam kikir is osur. You're tasting the chometz, not worse than any yisur. Any yisur falls into less than 60 that you tasted, it's still osur. So how could Rav say it's mutter? Ela yata tell me b'mashu. We're talking about, no, it fell into 100 times. That it's only a mashu. That really there's no noise in time. Really you can't taste it at all. So then the loch was like this. Chometz bizmanoi, chometz during Pesach. That is a chiyuv koris if you eat chometz. So there were machmer, bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi yosser. That even though it's min v'sheinim minoi, that avada midiraisa, when the chometz falls into vegetables, once you can't taste it, treat the midiraisa, it's bottle. Still, Rav holds, we make a gzera, it's osser. To say, no, it's not bottle at all. But mashu, it's osser. Whether min b'minoi, if chometz falls into matzah, even a little bit chometz falls into 100 times as much matzah, still it's osser. That's Rav Shita. And not only min b'minoi, even min b'shein b'minoi. Why? So Mar says Rav l'taymi. Rav goes according to his shita. That Rav shita is the Rav of Shmuel the Amri Tevayu. Both Rav and Shmuel both hold the shita. That kol isur and shabbat Torah. Lav davka chometz v'pesach as the chumra from Koris. And every single isur is a treifus, is a basa b'cholov, is a locha b'minoi b'mashu. As they hold the shita like Rav Yehudi shita, that min b'minoi is not bottle midiraisa. If a little bit nevela falls into other meat, even though it falls into 100 times other meat, kosher the meat, still that terubis is osur. Because min b'mina, that's their shit, is not bottom in the raisa. Shaloi b'minoi, b'noi sin tam. Regular isur, if a piece of nevela falls into potatoes, if you don't taste it anymore, there's more than shisha, more than 60 times potatoes, and the meat got ground up, you're not nicky, you can't tell the meat is there, and you can't taste it, it's mutter. That's the lacha. Shaloi b'minoi, min b'ein b'minoi, nevela into something else, is bottle where there's no noise in time. That's Rav Din Koloterakula. By Chometz, though, he's more machmer. That Rav Gozar, Chometz b'zmanoi, if you have Chometz that fell even into potatoes, on Pesach, he makes it Xeron, Shaloi b'minoi, in the case that the Chometz fell into potatoes, into ein b'minoi, oto b'minoi. He makes it Xeron, maybe you'll be Mekel Huadin when the Chometz falls into matzah. And once chametz falls into matzah, Rav Shiter is midiraisa, it's not bottle. Rav holds min b'minoi is not bottle midiraisa. So therefore, on chametz, since there's a chumrit, a chiv koris, Rav was machmi mid rabbonon, even if the chametz falls into potato, even a mashu is osur. You're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. Mashenkein shloi bizmanoi, what about if it happened before Pesach or after Pesach? Then the locher is b'minoi osur. Then Rav still holds b'minoi osur. If a little bit chametz fell into a lot of matzah, even after Pesach, this was chometz, sha'over all of a Pesach, the locher is it asked even 100 times matzah. Why? Krev Yehuda. Because that's Rav Shita, kol ha'tera kula, min b'min is not bottle. He holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. Even though halacha we don't hold like this punkt, we hold avada min b'minu is but leaving chad betray. But Rav paskels like Rav Yehuda that kol tara kula min b'minu is not bottle. So therefore, even after Pesach, there's no chiyuv karas anymore. It's only a lav to eat that chametz shavuot over Pesach. According to Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda shit there is min b'minu is not bottle. Therefore, even a mashu of chametz falls into a lot of a matzah, it's still us to eat it. Mashenken u'shaloi b'minoi muter. Mashenken of after Pesach, this little bit of matzah of chametz falls into potatoes, falls into an minoi. There it's muter. Why? The shaloi b'zmanoi, the shaloi b'minoi, otem minoi kuli hadloi gazrinim. Rav doesn't make this gezeirah. Since after Pesach it's only belav, there's no chi of chorus. So really, when the chametz falls into an minoi, it's bottle when there's no more nice in tam. So it's muter. So Rav doesn't make the gzeira auto minoi. Just like Kol Terakuli doesn't make the gzeira. A regular piece of nevela, if it falls into the meat, it's not bottle, it's osran. If the nevela falls into potatoes, it becomes bottle. We don't make the gzeira. If you come to eat the meat when it falls into potatoes, maybe you'll eat when the nevela falls into meat. You don't make that gzeira. Since it's only alive, we don't make the gzeira. So what in chomis lachas manoi, we don't make this gzeira. That's the way Rav holds. So the Chura, according to Rav Shita, we should not paskin like this. Because us la'locha, we paskin all over, min b'mino is bottle midiraisa. In fact, here, we paskin this bottle much easier. It's bottle chad betray midiraisa. If a little bit of chametz midiraisa falls into matzah, chad betray 1 and 2 is bottle midiraisa. So the Chura, we should not paskin Rav Talocha then. Then we should not have the Chumra that chametz is also b'mashu. So the Maisa, there are some shittas that paskin like that. There are some Yisraelim that paskin. This Gemara only goes Rav l'shitosai, and we don't paskin like that. Therefore, chametz is like all Yisurim, it is bottle. But the Maisa, the Machaber is Machmir. We hold that even though Rav sin is a shitosai, we hold that with the Rabbanim though it's Osir. Like the Gemara, we hold even though, not like Rav, we hold though the Tam is that since chametz is a Chayiv Koris, therefore we're Machmir with the Rabbanim to say even a Mashu of chametz is not bottle. That's the Chumra we hold. And partially we hold like that. Certain cases with big hefsid, there could be mitzarif the other shittas to say that's mutter. But partially the loch, everybody's not to be chumra about Pesach, not to eat anything, because we have to be chushed even from mashu of chametz falls in its osur. Vayta Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says like this: chametz bizmanai, when you have chametz during Pesach, b'minai osur. Again, because Shmuel holds min b'minai is not bottom midiraisa. So even if a mashu of chametz falls into matzah, it's osur. Shaloi b'minoi, what about if on Pesach a little bit of chametz falls into potatoes, is alocha mutter. He doesn't know this gezeira of min b'minoi, of min b'shein minoi, otem minoi. He doesn't know. Since midiraisa avada min b'shein minoi is bottle, even on Pesach also it's bottle. If chametz falls into potatoes, and there are 60 times that you don't taste the chametz at all, it's mutter tida even on Pesach. Why? No, that's weird. Now shaloi b'zmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi, bein shle b'minoi mutter. Because Poshid Shmuel paskins like the Pshimin, that it's mutter midiraisa tita chametz. So therefore, even min b'minoi, it's mutter tita chametz. I midirabonin it's osur. That's the Gemara's last kasha later. But I call upon a midiraisa Shmuel holds like the Pshimin shita, that chametz is only osur tita midiraisa on Pesach. But before Pesach or after Pesach, midiraisa it's mutter. So therefore, if chametz after Pesach falls into something else, even b'minoi, still it becomes mutatit. Even though midirabonin it's osur, but that's going to be the Gemara's teres though, when it's in the terubos, it's mutatit. That chometz over of a Pesach is osur, that's only chometz ben, if you have the chometz itself. But if the chometz later falls into something else, and becomes bottle there, then we don't have Rav Shimon's gzeira kanas, then we hold this mutat. This is Shmuel Shita, again, that Shmuel holds also, min b'minoi is not bottle midiraisa. So on Pesach, if a little bit chametz falls into matzah, no matter how much, it's also teat. But if the matzah falls into einaminoi, then Shmuel holds it is bottle, b'shishim. And he doesn't make the gzeirah, min b'sheinaminoi, otaminoi. So Maraz Mazbe now. Shaloi bizmanoi, b'einaminoi, chametz bizmanoi, chametz on Pesach, b'minoi yosser. Shmuel holds that if a little bit chametz falls into 100 times matzah, it's osur. Why? Shmuel atame. Because Shmuel again passes like we just had before, that the Ravu Shmuel, they both say, the Armut of Ayu, kol isur and shebatayra. They're both machmed and all isurim, even by nevelam, b'mino yasurim b'mashu. That's the loch like of Yehuda Shittam. That min b'mino they paskin is not bottom midiraisa. Even a little nevela falls into 100 times of meat of shuta, still it's not bottom. So So pshit to chometz is the same halacha. If a little bit chometz falls into 100 times matzah, it's also teeth midiraisa according to Rav and Shmuel. What about shaloi b'minoi? Shaloi b'minoi says that if on Pesach a little bit chometz falls into potatoes, then we say b'noisin tam. Abi v'shishim, or else you don't taste the chometz in the potatoes anymore, then it becomes mutter. Why? Shaloi b'minoi yotamina like gozer. He doesn't make any gzeres. About midiraisa, it's bottle min b'shena minoi. Once it's not nice in time, midiraisa, it's bottle. Chometz is also bottle midiraisa. So midirabonin, Shmuel doesn't make any gzeres. And shalei bizmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi, bein shalei b'minoi mutorim. Both chometz is a mutter. Why? Ki Rabbi Shimon, because he passed like Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Shita is that chometz is only yosem midiraisa on Pesach. But after Pesach, it's only yosem midirabonin. And the Gemara is going to explain soon, the Rabbanim were only geyser on chometz that's ben. But if the chometz is betarubais, the Rabbanim weren't geyser. This is what Rabbi Shmuel both say. For Rabbi Yechon Omar, no, Rabbi Yechon says like this, Rabbi Yechon Omar, chometz, chometz on Pesach, chometz bizmanoi, bein b'minoi, bein shle b'minoi, ose b'noi seintam. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. And the Chur, we should pass like Rabbi Yechonin. That's about midiraisa that we pass in, min b'minoi is bottle. And forget, it's bottle chad betray. It's only midirabonin you need shishim even b'minoi. So Rabbi Yechon knows that chometz on Pesach is the same halach like all Isurim. That what, whether you have min b'minoi, whether the chometz falls into matzah, or whether the chometz falls into potatoes, if you have 60 times connected, it's not noisy time, it's mutter. That's Rabbi Yechon shita, even by chometz. Shaloi bizmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'minoi, whether the chometz falls into matzah. Bein shaloi b'minoi, whether the chometz falls into something else, mutter. Now we'll ask why. Chometz bizmanoi, what's the b'yechon shita? When you have chometz on Pesach itself, bein b'minoi, whether the chometz falls into matzah, bein shle b'minoi, falls into vegetables, is b'noisin tam. Abi there 60, or it's not noisin tam anymore, becomes mutter. Why? Rabbi Yechon of Tarmei. Rabbi Yechon goes according to shita, that the chur halach we pass with Rabbi Yechon. The Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lakish Yarmur Tevayu. Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lakish both hold their shita all over, that kol isur and sheva Torah. Every single issur, whether it's nevela, whether it's chelev, whether it's basa v'cholov, bein b'minoi, bein shle b'minoi b'noi sentam. Abi there 60 times connected that you don't taste it, or even less than 60 that you can't taste it anymore, it's bottle. Min b'minoi is only midirabonin you need shishim, because min b'minoi midirais is bottle chad betray. No, min b'shein b'minoi midirais you need shishim, so you shouldn't b'noi sentam. That's what chometz has the same halacha on Pesach. Shaloi bizmanoi, what about after Pesach? Bein b'mina, bein shle b'mina mutarim. Whether the chometz mixed into matzah or mixed into vegetables, they're both mutter. Why? Reb Shimon, because Reb Yechon also passed like Reb Shimon the way we pass in Alochem. So we pass in that chometz l'achra Pesach is only also midirabonon midirais it's mutter. So up until now, l'chura, we should also pass in that chometz on Pesach should be bottled b'shishim. The virus pasha, we should not have this chumra of a mashu. Because the mashu only goes according to Rav and Shmuel Shita, that they paskin all over min b'minu is not bottle, and we paskin it is bottle. But the reason why we machmir is like this, because Rav says now. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Hilchasa, what's the locham? Chometz bizmanu, if you have chometz on Pesach.